Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Well, good morning, Joe, and good morning, Dane. It is morning. Chris Pavona.
Morning.
It is Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports Network news updates. NBA playoffs. Last night, the Bucks have pushed the Celtics to the edge of oblivion. The Bucks bench overcame foul trouble from MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo. But he watched the Bucks bench open a double-digit lead, then return with a dominating fourth quarter to finish with 39 points and 16 rebounds as Milwaukee beats the Boston Celtics 113-101 on Monday night to move one win from its first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. It's a big win for the Bucks, but Giannis said after the game, this was not the biggest win of the series.
I really did not think about if this is the biggest game of my career. No, going to game three was more pressure. But we were able to get that one. Going to game four now, you know, as a team, we're in a good spot to take the lead, be up two games. And you're going to use this opportunity or you're just going to waste this opportunity? Mm.
There you go from Giannis, the MVP candidate himself. On the other side, in what might be his last home game for the Celtics, Kyrie Irving scores 23 points with 10 assists. But he was 7 for 22 from the floor, including 1 for 7 from three-point range. And what was his answer to all that when he said it? When he was asked about it? Who cares? I'm a basketball player. I'm trying to do it all. For me, the 22 shots, I should have shot 30. Mm. Nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah, nice.
I think there's a few other people that care, like, you know, most of Celtics Nation, you know, the organization, Danny Ainge, who already had a heart attack. There's a few people that do care.
Well, you're going to find out how many people care when Game 5 will be in Milwaukee, tipping off tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. In the West, James Harden and the Houston Rockets have now dug out of an 0-2 hole to even their Western Conference semifinal series with the Golden State Warriors after another game where they fought, scrapped, and held off a late rally to get a victory. Harden scored 38 points, and the Rockets got a 112-108 victory. Harden said after the game, it was really all about changing that mentality.
I think our mentality changed, especially after game two, be more aggressive on both ends of the ball, defensively, making sure that everything that they get wasn't easy.
The fact that Harden would say something about, you know, playing defense is just an absolute miracle here. Houston made 17 of its 50 three-point attempts, while the Warriors shot just 8 of 33 from downtown. With Steph Curry, who had been heavily criticized for his play lately, he scored 38 points, had 8 assists, but only went 12 for 25 from the field, including making just 4 of 14 three-point attempts. Tonight, Game 5 will be tomorrow night in Oakland, tipping off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, two games on the docket, Sixers and Raptors. They tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Air Canada Center in Toronto. And the late-night game, Nuggets and Blazers get things going at 10:30 p.m. Eastern from the Pepsi Center in Denver. Golden State Warriors injured center DeMarcus Cousins said to The Undefeated earlier in the day before Game 4, he expects to play again this season after suffering a partially torn quadriceps muscle and envisions a, quote, very nice ending to the 2018-2019 campaign. He said, quote, for me, my goal is I ain't planning on sitting. I don't know the reality of it, but for me, that is not what I'm planning on doing. It's definitely some type of bad movie, but I think it will have a very nice ending. Just wait for it. Cousins had suffered this quad injury with 8:09 left in the first quarter of Game 2 of a first-round series against the Los Angeles Clippers on April 15th. In other sports news, President Donald Trump awarded golfer Tiger Woods the nation's highest civilian honor on Monday, describing the 43-year-old as true legend, who transformed golf and then fought through the years of injury to return to the sports summit. Trump awarded Woods with, of course, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Woods is now the fourth golfer to earn that distinction and certainly the youngest. While he dominated the sport for more than a decade, he won his first major in nearly 11 years at last month's Masters Tournament, a comeback that captivated the sporting world. Later on, Woods tweeted out after the White House ceremony, "It's an incredible privilege to be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, considering the recipient's history and what this means to me and my family. It's also very humbling. Thank you all for your support, and I hope this inspires others to never give up on their dreams." And, of course, you know, Trump had to say, "Tiger back on top." Good for you.
Very nice. At least he knew he would show up.
But I don't understand the whole, like, people were honestly pissed off. Like, Tiger was getting a medal at the White House last night. Like, yeah, so did Palmer. So did Nicholas. Yeah. Like, so did every great golfer, the icon in golfing world. Like, it wasn't Tiger was the only golfer to be able to get this. So I don't understand. Are we not considering Tiger to be even better than all of those guys? I don't get it.
I mean,
it's something he deserves. But I think this is, to be quite honest, the move from Agent Orange number 45 to just get someone who'll actually show up, because we just heard that Cora wouldn't show up when the Red Sox visited. So he's
but
like,
it wasn't a stretch. It's not like Tiger didn't deserve it.
He does.
He's also friends with Trump. They play at the same golf courses.
But he deserved the award. It wasn't like he didn't deserve it.
Yeah, no big deal, sure.
Yeah, it's amazing to me.
He's just parading his friends now, which is dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. That's the news for now. More next hour.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I just find it fascinating how somehow or another the media and everybody makes it about him instead of what it should have been about, which was Tiger Woods receiving a medal he deserves. But that narrative gets lost because it's all about what that guy does in the white. Like, who cares? That's not what it was about. It was about Tiger Woods earning it and being the greatest golfer to ever live, especially given the names that were also on that list who have received that medal. It blows me away. We bitch and moan all the time, yet we're the ones creating the narrative here, not him. Tiger Woods deserved that medal yesterday, and I could not believe the outrage of why people were, as if it wasn't like we were giving it to, John Daly, we're giving it to Tiger Woods getting a medal that he deserves to have.
I don't think any backlash would be about whether or not Tiger Woods earned that honor.
Right.
Okay. I think if anything, it's about like, oh my God, the carnival barker that we have in the White House is using this display as a show for something else. Okay. And I think that's where the backlash comes. Of course, Tiger Woods kind of like deserves that his, womenizing or beating of his wife, whatever that is, notwithstanding. Right. But I think the outcry is more of like how that's being used as a show by our commander in tweets.
Yeah, well, what a shock that politicians use moments to showcase something other. Yeah, making it seem like this is so out of the ordinary blows me away. But congratulations, Tiger. Go out, win another major, get another award, go ahead. He's still going to be and go down as the greatest golfer ever. Whether or not he passes Jack, I think it doesn't make a difference. He's kind of changed. We talk about game changers all the time. There is no bigger game changer than what Tiger Woods, and the fact he can still do it in his mid-40s. And it's not this week, is the Byron. Next week is the is the PGA Championship. And kudos to the PGA Tour, by the way, for having the foresight to go ahead and readjust the schedule so there's not these big gaps in between the majors. You know, you had one last month, you'll have another one now, and then, you know, we'll have the U.S. Open after that, the British. So yeah. They've done a really good job of keeping people's interest here month to month on the PGA Tour. So looking forward to that. Got to check. I don't know what the future bet is on Tiger. We got to take a look at that. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, welcome in. Another edition of Make It Rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and we'll talk a little MLB coming up. Got a couple of NBA playoff games tonight resuming. I'm not sure if there's an IV in it for Embiid or not. I don't know how healthy he is. If he's not healthy, it always seems to be something with him. But we'll dive into those numbers, figure out exactly what Vegas thinks. Did we get a future number on Tiger for the PGA? I'm wondering what his odds.
I can bring that up.
Yeah, just check. I'm just curious.
We'll check that out. For just the PGA?
Yeah, the next major. So just the which is in not this week, but next week. And I'm wondering if he's single digits yet. What was he, 14 to 1 to the Masters?
For the Masters, he was, yes.
So is he going to be 7 to 1? Is he, or is he going to be even better than that, I wonder?
All right, that's what I got. I got to figure that one out. I got to check that one out for you guys. I'll bring that up in a minute.
Pull that up, yeah. And I want to let you know, too, I forgot to mention this last hour, but this was absolutely priceless. I don't know if you guys, as if it wasn't bad enough to Celtic fans that Giannis just absolutely has taken over the series and dominated them for three straight games here, and in all likelihood is going to close it out. I just want to play you a quick little reaction. He was asked up at the podium last night about the return of Marcus Smart to the lineup because a lot was made of this about how, you know, Marcus, you know, the toughness,
difference maker.
The grit, the difference maker. And one of the reporters had asked him while he was up at the podium exactly, you know, what was the impact of Marcus Smart on the game? And no sound needed. Just watch his reaction.
He's looking at the stat sheet, the box score.
He's looking. He's like, that was pretty much his response. I got no. Yeah, he's looking at the paper like, who? Like, no, couldn't come up with anything. Absolutely hilarious by
Giannis.
You
ain't got nothing
Giannis.
Nice to say. Don't say anything at all, I guess, huh?
I thought it was great. Like, he's watching and like, what? So what was the impact of Marcus Smart? And he turns to the paper and he's looking. And then he looks at the guy next to him.
Let's find out.
Absolutely priceless, by the way. So,
you want to mention the championship real quick.
Yes. What is it?
So what if I told you that Tiger's the favorite right now?
I would figure he's the fit, but I mean, is it gaudy? Like, is it obnoxious chalk? Like, what is he right now?
I don't know. You got Tiger at plus 850. Okay,
right, so eight and a half. All right, so eight and a half to one. All right. So I figured it would be single digits, but I wasn't sure if it'd be cut in half.
Obviously, right? It'd be lower than the 14 of the Masters. So at this point, I'm over on the FanDuel Sportsbook here. Tiger's at plus 850. Then you got DJ and Rory at 950, right behind.
Okay. And I think the only guy to have actually won, because this is, I grew up playing at this course. It's out on Long Island in Bethpage Black. And it was always one of those courses, even then. Like Bethpage at Black, for those of you who don't know, it's a public golf course. There's five golf courses in Bethpage. And you've got to book tee times, like, you know, weeks in advance. And actually, the Black course, the one that they're going to play on, you couldn't call. You actually had to show up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wait in line to get a tee time. They wouldn't let you go ahead and, like, you had to reserve it by showing up. You couldn't call and reserve a tee time. It was that exclusive. And oh yeah, by the way, you were never allowed to drive any carts. You had to walk the course. And if anybody that has watched the U.S. Open, it's like hill up and down. It's ridiculous how long. I mean, guys would only be able to get through like 12 holes and quit because it was that hilly, and it's a grind. So that's what it was like and then once they turned it over into the PGA Tour and became, you know, part of the U.S. Open circuit, and now of course the PGA Tour, you know, you can't get out on it. But that's what it was. That's a public golf course they're going to, and he's the only one, I think, that actually has had any success, because he won the U.S. Open at Bethpage Black. I think Phil did pretty good there, too. I think Phil back in the day was the runner-up when Tiger won it. But
isn't this the PGA that's next, not the U.S. Open?
When it was introduced to the PGA Tour, this golf course, it was a U.S. Open. And that the first time anybody ever played it on the PGA Tour was the U.S. Open, Tiger won. But I think Phil was a close second because it's a long-ass course, man. It's like, You better be driving it. You better be able to hit it 350. So I understand why guys like Rory and Dustin are going to be there. You better be in the middle there. But he won it. At least he's got, I don't know that anybody else has had the kind of success that he's had at that golf course. So I understand him being the favorite. I think it makes sense. But what is Phil in all of that? Is Phil a double digit? Is he a 20, Phil, 25 to 1?
I got to keep on scrolling.
Really?
55.
Woo!
Basically, I know you like to play in that 10 to 20 range, Joe, right? And so there you got your boy Brooks Koepka at 13, Justin Thomas 13, Rahm at 19, Rose is 19. Mm-hmm. Then you got at 20 some guys you may like, you know, Molinari, Day, Fowler, and DeChambeau.
I like that, man. That's he is definitely going to be. You got to be a bomber at this course to be able to win. So Brooks Koepka could be. This could definitely be.
And like Brooks Koepka. We love you. Know you love. You
some I Brooks. Love me some Brooks Koepka, man. I like anybody that he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's a guy I think that can dominate this because you've got to be 350 yards off the tee consistently in order to be able to compete. So what number 13 to 1?
Johnny Rahm, then. My boy Johnny Rahm can bang it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he's another guy there. And you're talking Koepka 13 to 1?
Yeah, Koepka 13 to 1, Rahm 19 to 1. Wow. In that same area, you got the Justins. Justin Thomas 13, Justin Rose 19.
Wow. And you tell me, what has the weather been like up there? Because I think don't forget, the U.S. Open was in the summer. So I'm wondering, what has the weather been like over the last couple of weeks here? Because that might play into what this course looks like as well.
You know? It's completely schizophrenic. You know, you finally get in the 70s one day, then you're going to get that cold rain others. You know, Mother Nature doesn't know what she wants to be right now.
Interesting. So that'll be the greens, really, is where that comes into play, is it? And I'm sure they've done a pretty good job there. How about Molinari? Is he in that list anywhere?
Yeah, he's right there. He's right there at 21. He's right behind there. He was in that group. Yep, it's DeChambeau, Molinari, Fowler, and Day at 21.
Oh, Jason Day is also. All right, see, that's that meat and potatoes right there I'd be looking at. You know, mix in like a Tommy Fleetwood.
One more level. You get other names you know that you like to mess around with at times. You get guys like Shoffley. You get guys like Finau. That's where Jordan Spieth is. That's where Kuchar and Reed are. Casey, Matsuyama, those kinds of guys next tier.
That's going to be a fun, and again, I love that the PGA Tour took it upon themselves to rearrange the schedule where, hey, you know what? The Masters is still kind of fresh in people's minds. Like, they can remember Tiger winning it. Now you're going to have another major next week. You're going to have even more betting. You know, we're going to have that whole thing again. And then, of course, I think it's the British Open is the next, then the U.S. Open. So they've done a good job of keeping people's interest. And of course, now that Tiger, if Tiger can be there again on Sunday, could you imagine what the ratings will be on that? I can't even. And I think NBC is covering it, or I think NBC is covering the PGA. It's going to be.
You know who doesn't want to see Tiger? The NBA doesn't want to see Tiger because their ratings go in the tank. It's like, honestly, the NFL draft outdid the NBA playoffs. If you got Tiger wearing red on a Sunday, you can kiss that telecast goodbye, especially if it's like Portland and Denver.
I didn't even think of that, man. And they're going to be. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about the conference finals.
It'll be like conference. It'll be that game like in Denver, game 3 or something. It ain't going to get any kind of number if Tiger's wearing red on the back.
Good call, man. Good call. The NBA would definitely be, especially with no LeBron. Woo! Good call. All right, talk a little Major League Baseball. What happened last night? Coming up next year, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
At points, they've been laughing stock, and I just think now, because Gruden is there and they've made some splashy moves, I think we're seeing people and the media really gravitate towards this team, right? We have Raiders stories every day, even if they're not particularly interesting. We're just looking at every single move they make, and I think Gruden's willing to talk, so he's just a quote machine.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time.
qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
All right, here we are now into May. Major League Baseball season. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. It's if you haven't been focusing on it because you're waiting for the end of the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. I get it. No, but you know, it's kind of hard to concentrate on a whole lot of things, certainly from a handicapping standpoint. But I do think that you will notice by the time you get around to it, those of you that are going to dive into capping a little bit here this Major League Baseball season, you're going to see some things that, you know, it used to be where you'd see them every now and then, and they're starting to be regular occurrences in Major League Baseball now. And something happened yesterday that I never thought I would ever, I don't know anybody thought they would ever see this. But it did, in fact, happen on a diamond yesterday. And welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's been, and let me see if I have the year. Think Babe Ruth, right? And think the last time that this happened, it happened with a dude by the name of Christy Mathewson. And the year was 1905, guys. All right, just to give you an idea now. If you're a Cleveland Indians fan, then you know Christy Mathewson, or at least you've heard of him. You know, one of the greatest of all time. But take a listen to what happened here yesterday. This is great.
And the pitch. Sandoval goes, and he's going to have a stolen base. Here's Pablo taking off.
1-2. Pablo to right center field and deep. And the Giants are back in this game. A three-run homer.
Double play ball. This is unbelievable. Think it's easy, folks?
Let Pablo pitch.
Here you go. Pablo Sandoval, who couldn't keep a belt or his or pants that could fit on him. Mr. I love a good buffet there and ribs. Yes. This is a man who did something that has not been achieved since Christy Mathewson did it back in 1905. He is somebody who not only hit a home run, he stole a base, and he pitched a scoreless inning in the same damn game in the year 2019. Pablo Sandoval's done something we have not seen since 1905, Dane. And first of all, and I think the biggest thing of this that amazes me is the fact he stole a base successfully, by the way, that Pablo somehow rolled down to second base and stole a base successfully. But they had him pitching. They had him hitting. And, yeah, he hits a home run. He steals a base. and he pitches a scoreless inning. That's where we're at right now. I think that kind of gives you an idea of how ridiculous Major League Baseball season has been to this point. Oh, yeah, by the way, a couple of more grand slam home runs hitting last night, which seems to be, we seem to be getting three or four a night here, by the way. There seems to be grand slams everywhere. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me what is some of these games, position players consistently pitching, blowouts consistently happening. You know, by the fifth inning, the game is already over. They're scoring three, four, five runs in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. It's just, it's so hard to look at this game and go, wow, this really doesn't resemble anything that, you know, anything that I know. I mean, hell, last night we had DeGrom going up against Paddock there for Paddock, for San Diego. And for the it was the 10th time this year that we have seen a closing line of totals under it was 6.5. It closed at 6. All right. And usually when we see that, you know what's going on. It's a pitcher's battle. But we've only had 10 this year. We had 20 last year. But if you go back just 5 years, that was something that occurred over 250 times a year, right? Where you would have run lines of 6.5 or less, meaning that you were going to get crazy pitching battles. You're not going to get those. You had a total of 30, I think, last year. We've already had 10 this year, thank goodness, but that's mostly because it's DeGrom, I think, has been in 8 of them. So, right. And because of his record, but that's where we're at right now, Dana, Major League Baseball. It's grand slams. It's position players having to pitch. It's like the whole world is turned upside down in baseball, and I don't know what the hell to make of it. I really don't.
Yeah, and I told you then, the part for me is that it's actually still boring because most of it comes in these three run homers or grand slams. You know, it's like, Joe, it's to me, it's like playing in a poker tournament, okay? And you probably know this. I peg you as a guy who, you know, flops the nuts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there for hours waiting for like 1 minute of action, and you just got to sit there and be patient and be patient, and then the fun comes like once every, you know, 30 minutes or so, right? And that's what it is to me watching baseball, because nobody can string rallies together. I told you yesterday we're in a place where 25% of Major League Baseball at bats end in a strikeout, another almost 10% end in a walk, right? So if you're a fan, you're not seeing any action, all right? And then all of a sudden there's the home run. And that's it, you know, and then you wonder why we have this sport has a problem with millennials. But I think you're right, Joe. It is kind of home run or nothing. And then we've realized with the launch angle and the bat path and the you know, all the other deeper analysis, they're hitting more home runs. OK, you are hitting home runs. The ball is, you know, whatever it is, made by Rawlings in Costa Rica. And so that's an ingredient of like the short bursts of excitement via the home run. And they are happening. But other than that, the game is kind of boring, you know. And what I will say, though, Joe, is I want to, on the flip side, promote or give a shout-out to young pitchers who are doing their thing also and dominating. I mean, Martin Perez yesterday for the Twins, 7 shutout innings. You were going to mention, you talked about Paddock. I said it at the end of the show yesterday that DeGrom and Paddock were going at it, and I like the Padres kind of at home. It is a plus number. Paddock goes 7 2/3, strikes out 11. Okay, and best DeGrom, this guy now is the number 3 pitcher in fantasy baseball, Joe. My man has, remember I told you about strikeouts more than innings pitched? He's got 46 Ks in 40 innings. He's pitching to a 1.55 ERA and a 0.69 whip. This is, you know, Chris Paddock down there, the Cowboy for the Padres, helping that team as they, you know, as they start to, you know, not be a joke anymore in the NL West.
Yeah, thanks to our friend Ralph Michaels from Wager Talk, and here are the numbers on totals of 6.5 or less in Major League Baseball. Because what caught my eye was when you see a 6.5 number, you obviously know it's going to most pitching battle numbers now you're going to look at 7,
right.
But when you start getting at 6.5 and even 6 that this hit last night, you're getting into, wow, this has got to be something pretty special.
East territory.
Yeah, and since last year, in fact, there have only been 26 games since last year where the over-under totals were 6.5 or less. And by the way, the under hit 70% of the time in those games. So they are billed as pitching matchups, and they have actually succeeded at pitching matchups because the under continues to hit. And I think it hit again last night successfully. I think it was 4-0. So once again. Yeah, and 70% of the time over the last 2 years, 26.5 or under totals in games, they're hitting the under for a reason. But when you go back, let's see, 2017, you had 16. 2016, you had 67 games. And then get this, 2014 and 15, totals of 6.5 or under. You had 227 in 2014 and 226 in 2015. And then beginning in 16, 17, and this year, 67, 16, and 10. So does that tell you where exactly Major League Baseball is at? Used to be just 4 years ago, we would have all of these crazy pitching battles where we wouldn't have the expectations of a 13-3 game or a 15-4 game. And, you know, 226, 227 times in a couple of years there in 15, 14 and 15. But that's not what this game is anymore. It's let's bring in our, you know, our backup third baseman to pitch the eighth or ninth inning because the game was over in the fourth inning because we've given up two grand slams. It's just, and I don't want to say it's just because it's the start of the year. This to me is a trend that's going to continue.
No, it absolutely is.
And to your point, boring as hell if the game is over in the fourth inning, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. And this, you mentioned, it's interesting that you cited kind of like the end of 2015, the start of 2016 as when this trend started. That's exactly, Joe, when there was the bump, the skyrocketing up in home run totals in Major League Baseball, when launch angle became all the rage. Yep. And oh, by the way, when Rawlings switched its factory over and some people thought that the ball itself was wound a little bit tighter, encouraging the long ball because, oh, by the way, I hear chicks dig it, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you know what's also interesting is, listen, if you're telling me if I have a 6.5 total in a baseball game and it's going to hit the under 70% of the time, then I don't want to hear how, you know, pitching is, it's just impossible with the ball. Because there are pitchers then that are just a cut above everybody else. So is it a talent gap?
It has to be
gap?
Those elite pitchers. No,
that's what I mean. Is it a talent gap?
For decades, you know, the water with expansion and the watering down of pitching and the soft underbelly of the bullpen and that stuff. Here's what it is, Joe, in my opinion, okay? This new approach, the launch angle, the bat path, all that stuff, that works against most pitchers, okay? The offensive revolution, the sabermetrics, the money ball and all this stuff works. It's a reason. There's a reason why it's a new philosophy. But the dominant pitcher is the trump card. Your Berrioses, your DeGroms, your Kershaws when he's there, whoever's the Scherzers, those, you know, are even better. Like the ace is the royal flush there, right? The new way hitters are facing it, that's the full house. And that's beating your mediocre pitchers, right? It's only the true elite that are good enough to get through lineups these days the way they are constructed and the way they're approached.
Well, they're that much of an anomaly. So when you start seeing 6.5 or less on the totals, guys, start looking at the unders because those games are the only ones that people can actually pitch in. We'll talk about some of those games coming up here tonight.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. He said to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hey guys, catch the gambling addicts, our good friends Red Heat and Rage, Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart. Game Time Decisions, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, weekdays. Here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's always fun to tune in as they'll bitch and moan about their bad beats from the previous night before, but they'll let you know who their money is on for all the upcoming games, and trust me, they've been on just about all of them. You can also watch the broadcast on YouTube. You can participate in the chat rooms, watch it on Periscope, Twitch TV, or any one of your favorite streaming providers and platforms. Be part of the show. Tune in for the entertainment, the knowledge, or even just the extra money that they'll put into your pocket. It's Game Time Decisions weekdays, 4 o'clock Eastern Time here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And welcome in, name of the show here, Make It Rain, which is what we will go ahead and attempt to do here as we have a couple NBA playoff games on tap tonight. We'll dive into some of those numbers, some of the TNA, the trends and angles you need to know. We'll take a look at the latest spread. But we're also... we're talking Major League Baseball and how it's just, you know, the game is, it's ridiculous now from 2014 and 15, where we would get these situations where ace versus ace, where Vegas would look at the run totals and they would go, yep, 6.5 or less. You know, when you get a mediocre, the lowest you would normally see is a 7, right, as a run total in any Major League Baseball game. Once you start getting into 6.5s or less, you're probably looking at the DeGroms of the world. And really, every time DeGrom hits the mound now, it's usually a 6.5. And last night, of course, with Paddock from San Diego, who's another one of those elite pitchers, that closed somewhere around 6 in many books as a run total, which is almost unheard of. But P.S., 70% of the time over the last year, the unders hit when it's 6.5 or less as a total. And we were just talking about it, Dane and I. Is it a talent issue right now where only the elite of the elite, because Scherzer right now ain't getting totals like that. You know, Syndergaard's not getting totals like that. And, you know, outside of DeGrom and, you know, Blake Snell started off the year along those lines, although he regressed a little bit there. I don't know if it's just a talent issue, if managers don't care, if pitchers aren't ready to go. I don't know. I can't put my finger on why we had so many of these matchups just 4 years ago. And now we're lucky to see, you know, one every 2 weeks kind of thing here, Dane. It's kind of mind-blowing to me, and it skews the numbers across the board for everything if you're looking to, you know, if you're looking to utilize numbers to try to figure out a handicapping strategy. How the hell do you do that outside of I got to wait once every, what, 10 to 12 days to get a total at 6.5 or less, and I'm going to bet the under? It's crazy.
I think you, if you're a bettor, you go the other way, and you start betting overs.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what you got to do. I think, listen, we've talked, you know, there's been a narrative out there for the last 3 or 4 years, right, about the increase in home runs, about high velocity pitchers and specializations of bullpens and launch angles and the shift and, you know, and all this stuff. And what I think is the trend in all of that is deep statistics and big data. You know, we've partnered here on our network with Sport Radar to get all these kind of information and big data and all the info you need, right? Guess what? The teams have that too. And the teams have video analysis, and the teams are talking about, you know, bat path and stuff like that. And I think that analysis has really, you know, these things go in pendulum swings, right? Or ebbs and flows. And I think we are just in an era where offense has figured out some things, and the what they have figured out is this all or nothing approach, Joe. You remember like 5 years ago when, or 10 years ago at this point, where people were like, you know, it's actually statistically not smart to ever sacrifice bunt. It's actually statistically not smart to hit and run or to steal bases. That's the kind of thing. And this is coinciding with a time in baseball when your old school managers are gone. Okay. You don't have your Mike Sosha's, your Buck Showalters, you know, Bochy is leaving this year because it's not about managing is not about that anymore. Managing is not about the gut plays and stuff like that. Managers are around looking at their front office pencil necks, getting the lineup given to you because the data says this is to maximize your run potential. And that's it. That's what this is about. Okay. And so the only thing that contradicts that, that can, you know, trump that is the ace pitcher, the Verlander, the Cole, the DeGrom, the Berrios. You know, that's what it takes because statistics and analysis and all that stuff has almost like quote unquote figured out offensive baseball or maximized potential. And so, yes, that is what's happening. So what I would say is unless you see a Berrios, a DeGrom or blah, 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 the top names, bet the over.
Yeah. Yeah. You better start looking at it because the market's going to adjust and they're going to start baking that into these lines. But the one thing that they can't get away from is these aces, because it's almost always going to be a 6.5 anytime you see a Blake Snell or you see a Verlander going up again. Used to be like that for Sale, but you know, you're starting to see the Scherzers and the Sales of the world. They're sevens, even 7.5s now. So they're losing a little confidence in that, but guys like guys like Paddock now and DeGrom are still going to be that way. And by the way, it's the 10th time now over the last year that DeGrom has given up 2 runs or less in 7 innings and still lost, because just the way the Mets Mets roll. There was another story too, which also I think speaks volumes to the player mentality this year, where you've got a Reds closer, Iglesias, right? Raisel Iglesias. He's given up like tie breaking home runs. He's been so hot or cold. And when he gave up a home run to Brandon Crawford in the 9th inning on the weekend and Sunday, he's got almost a 5 ERA with 2 blown saves and 5 losses. And he actually came out on record and said, they are using me wrong. They're not using me the right way. He calls out his manager. He calls out the organization and says that the problem is you are bringing me into games that are tied. You're not bringing me into situations where the save is there. You're bringing me in non-save situations, and that's the problem. Now, he does have a point, because his numbers from, you know, when he's brought in on a save situation versus a non-save situation, they are pretty staggering. I mean, he's got a 3.5 ERA with 15 Ks, 5 walks in save situations. And he's got almost a 7 ERA in non-save situations. So he's saying that, hey, guys, you know, you got to stop using me when the game is tied. You got to start using me strictly in a save situation, which is the biggest crock I have ever heard in my entire life. Like, dude, your job is to either keep the game tied, you know, save the game. That's what you are as a closer. But this idea that I'm only good if I'm brought into a situation where I can save the game, that to me speaks volumes to the attitude of the players in Major League Baseball today.
You know, that's true, but I will say, I agree with you, okay? But I will say this. This has been something that has been a trend with, like, dominant closers, whether they're in a quote-unquote save situation or a tied game. I remember all the way back, Mariano Rivera, my favorite baseball player of all time, who many people can agree is the best closer of all time, also had a difference in stats when he was not in a quote-unquote save situation. I'm not sure, Joe. Maybe it's a mental thing, you know, but you're right. You know, you're paid to get the guy out. It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what day of the week it is, what score is, you know, so I understand that. But I have heard this as a narrative for the closer if they're not in that role with that, well, with that urgency, with the adrenaline going of the save situation. I'm not saying I agree with it, but there have been multiple closers who have kind of said if it's that different situation, they haven't performed as well. It's something that has happened.
Well, listen, it was an old school belief with the old school guys that you only use your closer in a save situation. Right. You don't bring him in other way. But that's, you know, that went out the window the minute analytics came in,
which
is why you've got Andrew Miller coming in the fifth inning in situations in that, you know, and by the way, pitchers have figured it out. So, you know, it's a cop out to me to say, oh, I can't pitch unless it's a – that's ridiculous. You can pitch. You've been pitching your whole life in non-save situations, all right? So the idea that you would publicly come out, though, and rip your team and manager saying, you guys are using me wrong. And, you know, this is the larger point, the whole personal responsibility of these athletes these today. Like, where is the personal responsibility? And I got to be better. I suck. There's no reason – you know, no matter when you bring me into the game, that I should be giving up, you know, go ahead home runs, and I should have a 7 ERA in any stretch of the imagination. We don't get nearly enough of that. Yeah,
that's,
I mean, we don't get nearly enough of that.
Right?
You know,
when anybody messes up,
guys, though, that would have killed guys. Yeah. You know, just 10 years ago, and that's why you had guys like CC Sabathia, 100 years old, still going out there throwing 5.5, 6 innings. Guys, a dominant pitching. And not complaining because he's, you know, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I had an extra day's rest and I'm no good on it. Like, you don't hear that from the older guys, but these young guys, it's all not my fault, man. It's got to be your fault.
It's either it's not my fault or I was offended or let's go to the replay and try to find out another excuse. I mean, that's where we are, I think, not only with the younger athlete, but in society, you know, these days. Joe, I do have another stat I wanted to back up what we were saying before. I'm over on FanGraphs and looking at, like, stats in Major League Baseball history, okay? Mm-hmm. And it used to be, I'm looking at a stat called home run to fly ball ratio, okay? Which means that out of the balls that are hit in the air, what percentage of them leave the yard and become home runs, Joe? Normally, in the, you know, in the 20th century, shall we say, that number was like 8%, okay? A slight uptick in the 2000s, right, to maybe 9%. Major League Baseball in 2015 set a record of this at 11.4% of balls going out. Then in 2016, they set a new record of 12.7%. In 2017, a new all-time record. In 2018, a new all-time record of 13.7%, up from usually around 8 or 9. This year already, even though we're only about quarter of the way through the season, 14.3% of balls that go in the air leave the yard. Also, you add 25% strikeout rate, 9% walk rate, and what you have here is in 3.5 hours, not much going on except for your random home runs every now and then. When the balls go in the air, they leave the yard. Other than that, we ain't even seeing contact, Joe. And that's in a nutshell what we're talking about.
Yeah, and which is why it's, oh, look at that. It's 4-0. Yeah, well, it's 4-0 because they had 2 hits. One of them was a grand slam and 3 walks. Yep. That's you've
exactly
got.
Right. So,
you know,
and Weaver, that's a 3-run homer game.
Right, exactly. And that's it. And you're going, wow, that must have been, wow, what a crazy game. Well, no, it really wasn't because they didn't do a damn thing the rest of the time. Except, and by the way, it also goes to show you, too, for, and if you look up the numbers from the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning on, you're watching bullpens just crumble right now, giving up four runs. And let this be also a point for guys that are looking to handicap baseball here moving forward. You've got to understand what a team's bullpen can do from the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. Because if you don't trust the bullpen, and there aren't many that you can in Major League Baseball this year right now, I can tell you, to put up goose eggs in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, then if you like the starting pitching, you better just bet first fives. Because the minute it goes to the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, once you get out of that and the bullpen start to come into play, yeah, guys, it's over. You know, three runs, two runs, five runs. I mean, I've never seen that many runs scored from the seventh inning on as I have this year thus far, which makes starting pitching even more valuable from a betting perspective. We'll talk more about those numbers, too, as well. Plus, we'll look at some of the games here today with those low run totals, see if there's anything there. Coming up on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Full-time fantasy.
Nick Senzel is now playing in the outfield. But in the minor leagues, people know him as a second baseman. Well, he also was a third baseman. So I'm sure in a lot of leagues right now, it's, well, what is his position? Why do we make it so complicated in fantasy baseball? The Reds know where Nick Senzel plays. Why don't league commissioners? Why don't leagues? Why doesn't ESPN? Why doesn't Yahoo? Why doesn't CBS? Why doesn't everybody know he's an outfielder? How hard is this?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Paxton himself said he doesn't think it's all that serious and he won't miss much time at all. Then again, every athlete seems to say that. So we'll wait and see here. Knowing the Yankees luck, he probably needs to have that leg amputated. And it just...
That's the best. Amputated. No, it's crazy, George.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, crazy year thus far in Major League Baseball, and we'll take a look at some of the games here tonight. See if we can fit what we were just talking about into any of the lines, any pitching matchups. We'll look at some of these totals. If you're just joining us, welcome in here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Talking about how true pitching matchups are hard to come by these days and even harder to come by from a Vegas and betting perspective. Last night, you had a classic with DeGrom and Paddock there from San Diego. Late night start, 6.5 is what the total was. And the numbers tell us over the last year that 70% of the unders will hit in those type of situation. The rest go over, which is why you get that 6.5 or 6. It's very rare. It's a lot rarer now than it used to be. But it's certainly a trend right now that's worth keeping an eye on through the rest of the Major League Baseball betting season, as when you start to see these pitchers come back around, especially now, too, because there's no more excuses for the Scherzers, the Sales. You saw Blake Snell last night, you know, had a perfect game going through 6 after having a couple of shaky starts coming off of the IL there because of a stubbed toe or whatever the hell it was.
Right.
He made some arrangement, but you saw him coming back. So there are definitely some positive regression candidates that are coming up here in Major League Baseball. You know, May and June now, we should start to see more of these, I think, 6.5 total lines, because some of these aces shaking off the rust.
Form.
Yeah, now it should be rounding in the form, but certainly worth keeping an eye out, because a 70% number on anything is certainly worth taking a look at. But
yeah, but Joe, on the flip side, as the weather gets warm, as we know, balls fly out a little bit better when the weather gets warm, right? They travel a little bit better in the summer. So, you know, we can counterbalance a lot of those things.
Yeah, but again, it's, you know, 70% for the year, 70, they're not all in April. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, better pitching, excellent, high-level elite pitching dominates hitting.
Yeah.
It always has. So that's,
which is why the playoffs are different than the regular season.
Right, exactly. You know, what would a guy like Greg Maddux be today? You know what I mean? These guys wouldn't have a prayer. Wouldn't have an absolute prayer. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, 2 hours in the books.
We'll
give you some more numbers, and we'll dive into these NBA games here tonight. See if we can't make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.